And in the studio now, we're talking to Zasha Skye. Good morning.
Hey.
So you just sat here and listened to Caleb have a chat about the Emerging Artists Exhibition, and you are one of those 16 emerging artists.
Yes.
And you are, I kept saying young artist, and you are actually one of the young artists, but not everybody is, I'm told.
Yeah.
And you left school, about 2 or 3 years ago?
Almost 4 years now.
Almost 4 years ago now? Yeah. Okay, I know. You're in the same, pretty much the same class as one of my daughters. So. She's been out 4 years now that I think about it.
Yeah, time flies.
Yeah, tell me about it. So you've got just a couple of pieces of art for the exhibition. And the question I often ask the artists is, because we're on the radio, can you just, using words only, describe your art, what it looks like?
Yeah. So I usually paint portraits, really exploring skin tone.
Yeah.
And the colours kind of in the background and how that plays with the skin tone and just the overall feel. But for this particular two-piece series I did for this up-and-coming weekend, it's a proper in-depth realism of portraits of two girls. But then I really wanted to play with like an impressionistic background to kind of play around with that surrealism against the realism. But yeah, it's kind of...
Okay.
What I'm going for.
I checked this question out with you before we came on the air. Some of the people in it are topless.
Yes.
And, but your answer, you came back to what you said before, that the skin, you like skin tones.
Yeah. I just love that whole tonal range and the shadows.
I should say female topless, that's why.
Yeah, it tends to be female. Asking the question. But yeah, I just feel like, why hide it as well, you know? And I just feel like it almost creates a deeper connection. You have to come look at it in person.
But, I know. We're on the radio, but it's what we've got to deal with. Yeah.
Like, for example, I do the life drawing every Tuesdays in town.
Okay, yeah.
And it's just fully like looking at someone's body and just looking at all the shapes of everything. And it's fully non-sexual. It's just a really, like, this is the human body.
Yeah.
You know?
I think a lot of people kind of struggle with, would struggle with the distinction.
Yeah.
And a lot of people feel awkward.
Which I think is a shame.
Yeah. And then there's the people who actually are the life models themselves.
Yeah.
And they're obviously in a different headspace than I would be. Yeah. Like, I know I couldn't do that, so.
Yeah, no, especially those poses.
All right. Who chooses the poses?
The model themselves. And they have to hold it for like 10 minutes or so. So.
Challenging.
Yes.
Yeah. Do they have a heater to keep them warm?
Oh yeah.
It's got to be difficult. So you've although you're in the Emerging Artist Exhibition, this is not your first exhibition, is it?
No. I've done two already. One by myself, and one just recently with Kayoko from the Ulos family.
Yeah.
Which went super well. And it was a really good experience. But this was just a nice way for me to step into the whole Raglan Arts weekend and kind of learn and understand the whole process of everything.
Yeah. And you are, are you almost described as part of the Ulos family? I've seen you working at both the Ulos places in town.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, well,
I'm there.
You're in the mix.
Yes.
Yeah. And how was it? Is Kyoko, she's exhibited before?
That was her first
time. First time in Raglan.
Yeah. So it was really nice to support her and do it together, especially when she's got kids. It's nice to have someone else to rely on. So.
Yeah, and your guys' art, it seemed quite complimentary when I was looking at the images before.
Yeah, both quite playful and looking at circle shapes and just all the colours.
Yeah, actually a lot of the if we can use the word canvases, they weren't canvas, but they were round.
Yeah.
The medium that you were painting on was round.
Yeah.
What's the decision around that about?
I actually really wanted to play with lines to begin with, and I wanted to do this sort of like gradient of colour through lines.
Yeah.
And I just felt like a circle shape would be super effective with that idea. So that came into play, and I was like, no, but I also want my portrait. So then that's overlaid on top.
So hold on, I'm going to try and find the photos. I know it's a bit silly. I'm on the radio. I'm looking at the pictures. And you quite like, you like people. You like clearly like painting people.
Yeah. But I feel like that circular shape really just helps kind of give a different edge to a painting as well.
Yeah.
That's also why with these new pieces, they've got like the round edges. just feel like they're less harsh, and they sit in a house quite nicely as well.
Yeah.
Than just your regular square.
Yeah, even just the shape gives a different vibe, doesn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. And so you went to Raglan Area School, and Faya Carey was one of your teachers up there.
Yeah.
Other teachers?
And Faya Jeanette as well.
Faya Jeanette, yeah. And so you did the whole art all the way through NCEA and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, they were amazing. They were actually the ones that were like, you need to try oil paint.
Yeah.
And from there I was sold.
And is it easier to paint when you're not going to be judged by an unknown marker somewhere else in the country? Like, was that a bother to you that your creativity was being marked or judged?
A little bit of a bother, to be honest, just because you're like, I really want those credits. But overall, it's more just that pressure of with NCA, you get like a 3-panel board.
Yeah,
it's more just having that board and you're like, oh my gosh, how am I going to fill it? So it's really teaching you of like creating a solid line of work, really.
Yeah.
A series of work.
My youngest daughter was doing photography in the same three. Are they AO size pieces of cardboard?
Big. I think it's AO.
And it's quite hard to make photos really big, but you could make your painting as big as you want. You could have made 3 paintings, could you?
No.
Was that frowned upon?
Oh, really? Upon.
You're cheating.
Yeah. That's instant fail, I reckon.
Okay. Yeah, see what I mean? Like, you don't just get to paint what you feel like painting.
Yeah, there's definitely some guidelines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how old were you when you first started drawing, painting, or doing artistic things? Do you remember?
Honestly, super young. My mum's always kind of pushed me to do it. And my whole family's quite musical and artistic.
Right.
It's just kind of something I've always just kind of done in the background. It was really when I started the oil paints. I was like, okay, I found it.
What was it about oil painting specifically that grabbed you?
I just loved how it would really hold your stroke from the paintbrush, and you could really like add layer. It wouldn't dry straight away, so you could really like create a real depth to everything.
Okay, but the physical experience of putting it on the canvas was something you liked.
Yeah,
it's interesting. It's interesting talking to all the artists and the things that. Why they do what they do and what they get out of it. And that sounds like the dry kind of technical stuff, how you put it on and the technicalities of the paint itself, but that's actually just as important part of the experience for you guys.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And when did you decide, at what stage did you decide that you wanted to keep doing art after school, that it wasn't just another subject like maths or PE?
I just love doing it, honestly. It's as simple as that. And I just feel so good after it.
Yeah.
Like if I don't paint one in a day, I'll feel really agitated and like all over the place at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So it's honestly just like I kind of have to.
Interesting.
Whether it's just for myself or for someone else. But I thought I'd give it a go, you know, put it out there.
Yeah. And you said to me before we went on the air that you went to uni for one year or tertiary stuff for 1 year. And how was that?
Yeah, so I went to Wycliffe. For 1 year up in Auckland. I loved it. It was really good. It was amazing because they also had a fashion department and a photography department. So it was all kinds of students there. You definitely learn a lot. But you weren't allowed to oil paint. So I kind of took that 1 year of learning into my own kind of self-learning.
So
from there.
Why couldn't you use oil paint? That seems,
I know,
on the face of it, it seems really weird.
Yeah, well, it's quite a traditional form of painting, but is quite fumey. Like, it's got strong fumes.
Oh, okay. They're worried everyone was going to pass out or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. That sounds all kind of a bit crazy, but...
Yeah, well, like, you have to use terps to wash your brush as well, and...
Yeah.
So, like, you weren't allowed to use spray paint as well at the school.
Okay, so it's kind of an ideological choice, I guess.
Yeah, which I totally get. But I do think it's a shame when it's such a traditional...
Yeah.
You know?
But I actually like that you decided, okay, I've learned some things here, but you took charge of your own artistic journey at that point.
Yeah.
Like, that's really important. You can't, especially with art, you can't make it. I was talking to Lucy Galbraith yesterday, and she said she reached a point for her where she stopped worrying about what other people were thinking.
Yeah, like I heard that.
Stop letting those outside influences in. Do you feel like you're at that point?
I'm getting there, but I heard her say that and I was like, she's so right. It's so important. Like, once you get to that stage, I think that's when you properly do well, you know?
Yeah. It feels like you're doing pretty okay. Like, you, because you've had two exhibitions and you sold most
of them. Last one, I sold almost all, and then the two that's left are in Lost Boys Cafe in Hamilton, if you want to go check it out.
Is that a sign you should have been charging more?
Maybe, but I also want to make it accessible for everyone, and I'm still learning. And, you know, you start from a price range and you slowly build it up, you know, as you've got followers. You definitely don't want to go high and then bring it low, I think.
Yeah, no, that's not a good look.
Yeah.
There's bargain basement activity there. So how are you with that side of, like, you do the painting, you love the creativity and the art, but you do have to do things to promote it and get it out the door. How are you with that side of things?
With promotion?
Yeah.
I'm learning. Mm-hmm. I kind of go hard on the Instagram game.
Yeah.
I'm learning how to do that. But yeah, just postering as well.
Actually, the Instagram, that's a relatively easy way to promote, isn't it? Like,
yeah. I do struggle to kind of make those reels and things.
Yeah, because you need to be in the reel.
Or even just remembering, like, oh, I better take a video of this or take a video of that. But you get there.
So there's just two available of your work. It's going to be here in the town hall.
Yes.
Do you wish you had more? Or you've been busy? You've got pretty much full-time work, I assume.
I was working at Raglan Area School for a bit. As just part-time teacher in the art department. And I also work at Ulo's Kitchen.
Yeah.
But no, this was all I had time for, just two large, bit larger than A1 sizes, two of those. But because it's oil paint, they take a long time to dry.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, even a month, you're pushing it. Like,
oh.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So do you have to wait sometimes? Like, you paint and then you have to wait a while before you do some more work on it? Do you have to have big gaps?
Depends what your style is and depends how you want to layer.
Yeah.
But I kind of just keep going while it's wet and just push everything around with my brush.
Yeah.
Depends what you do.
And you just said you've been doing some work at Raglan Area School, so you would have been out of school for like 2 or 3 years when you started doing that. What's that experience like going back to the same place where it's pretty much all the same teachers?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And do they, like, they see you walking around and they look confused, like, should I be telling that person off?
Definitely sometimes it would be like a relief teacher in the class I was working in, and she'd be like, are you okay? Do you need some help? She didn't realize I was part-time teacher. She thought I was a student.
And you get to go in the staff room.
Yeah,
how's that? Must be weird.
At first, it was a wee bit scary, but no, you get free tea, so it's all good.
It's all good.
But no, it was really interesting, kind of like seeing all the kids' processes and kind of how they get their ideas into learning how to put it on actual paper. You know, it's kind of those first stages. And just really motivating them. You definitely have to tell them over and over, like, come on.
Yeah. I imagine since you've gone on and done this, you probably now as an adult, you probably didn't need that much motivation when you were at school with your art.
No, I don't think I did. But I think that's because I also found quite quickly a medium that I really liked.
Yeah.
So if you're a kid that you kind of need to try out photography or design or acrylic, painting, you know, just kind of try things and then hopefully that'll get you quite motivated.
And did you find that you needed to help them, like, sort of free themselves creatively? Is that a bit of a thing?
Some of them, they're all so different, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, it's so hard to put one in, all of them in a box, but some of them for sure.
Yeah. And so I'm just thinking about this experience of teaching. Did you feel, actually, in some ways it's like you're close in age to them. Sometimes that might make it easier.
Yeah, I feel like some of them felt like maybe they could express some of their ideas a bit easier to me. Or I could have some, we use a lot of artist models at school, so kind of well-known artists that you can reference to. It's really important to reference your work so that you can kind of evolve, especially when you haven't found your own style. So I definitely had a lot more artist models that they could reference to that they would, it's quite recent, quite fresh, that they would like.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you still use the concept of artist models in your work at the moment?
Oh, for sure, for sure. This two-piece series actually is heavily inspired by Monet.
Okay.
With his water lilies.
Because I do sort of vaguely know them, but it definitely connects with what I saw when we were looking at those two pieces.
Last year I went to La Rongie. It's this big gallery in Paris, and it's basically these two large oval rooms, especially made for Claude Monet. And he's got these large, long canvases, and they've been rounded to fit the curved walls, and it's just the most amazing space of these long strips of just like these beautiful blues and pinks and oranges of these water lilies. And everyone, it was like, it was packed, it was absolutely packed, but it was so calm, like so quiet, and it was just, it was mesmerizing.
So did you go on a bit of an art tour?
Yes, last year,
And did you go, I'm not that big on art, but I remember going to, there's some gallery in Trafalgar Square in London that is, I don't know what it's called.
Tate? No.
I don't know, it's like, it's got all the old stuff in it, like the really old stuff.
Yeah.
And you can go in and you can see, I don't know what they call it, it's like the draft version that they sketch up.
Okay.
And some of the art is in quite darkened rooms because it can't handle the light.
Yeah.
And it was, the thing I remember was, this is art from before photography existed. And there was this hyper-real quality to it. Like, it was realistic, not hyper-real. Like, we're talking to Caleb before and he says his art is hyper-real. It's a style, not a style like that, just like more real than real.
Yeah.
Quality to the paintings. So, yeah. So where else did you...
I also went to the Biennale in Venice.
Oh, yeah.
It's like every 2 years, and that was just...
Oh, wow.
Amazing. Cool. I call it the Olympics of the art world, pretty much, because you've got basically these huge galleries throughout Venice, and you've got art representing every country.
Yeah.
So it's pretty intense. We did like a two-day stint of it, but you're just fully immersed in art, just constantly.
And is that, do you see some of that like coming out in your work now, that experience?
Definitely, yeah. It was so important to do. I think, referencing artist models and really looking at what other people have done is so important to take into your own. And I think it's a good way to just evolve.
And did it make you really want to get your hands on a paintbrush and
definitely,
paint?
Yeah.
Did you take paint gear with you?
Not oil paint, no.
Yeah, that sounds like a struggle.
Yeah, you can't really.
Yeah.
Honestly.
So just sketching or things like that?
Yeah, or a whole list of ideas on my phone.
Right, okay. Then you get back home, but you've got to work because you just spend all your money.
Yeah,
so. That's the tough bit. But I guess, I mean, like you said before, Kyoko's got family, and so she's kind of busy with that. But you've got a bit of time on your hands.
Yeah.
Do you prefer to paint than go out with friends?
Definitely.
Yeah. So that's, I'm just trying to gauge like how strong the desire is for you to paint.
That's also why I work at Ulo's, because it's night shifts, so I've got all day. And then I can go to work.
Right. Because I see you there heaps. Oh, that's, look, it's really awesome. Like, I think we had Kai Kiriopa in here a few days ago, or a few weeks ago, and I was kind of like, it's the same thing for us middle-aged people who we've seen all the young people around growing up, and it's really cool to see what you guys are doing as you come into adulthood. And, I've seen you at Ulo's, and I know you're in the same class, same year as my daughter. I didn't even know you were an artist. So so this morning's been a little bit of a revelation. It's just really cool to see and to see your development. Where do you think your art will go next?
Not sure, honestly. I definitely stay within the portraiture realm. And just continuing exploring like skin tones and that connection between the audience and the artwork. But we'll see.
Well, that sounds really great. So, folks, we've been talking to Zasha Skye, who's one of the emerging artists, going to be at the Emerging Artists Exhibition in the Town Hall for Raglan Arts Weekend.
Yeah.
We're just talking to Caleb, who's one of the co-organisers, and Friday night is the official opening. Everybody's welcome. Do you remember what time he said? I don't remember what time.
Starts at 6:30.
Thank you. I'm glad you remembered.
Definitely recommend coming. Like, it's going to be pretty powerful, I reckon. Mm. Just all these different mixed media artists coming together in one space is pretty special.
Do you know if people are allowed to purchase on the opening night?
Yeah.
They are.
Definitely. Okay. Encouraged. And
Zasha's only got two pieces of art there, yeah. Folks, and most of her stuff sells out, so
I'd be in quick,
I reckon.
But yeah, then you just have to come pick it up on Monday, or we can arrange a drop-off.
Yeah, at the end
something.
Of the exhibition. Mm. Yeah, all right. Well, look, it's been awesome talking to you this morning, Zasha.
Yeah,
I hope
you
have
so
a good exhibit.